In thinking about today's message, I realize that, some call and some wonder, well, how should we present ourselves before the Father? I mean, when we come to services, what should we wear? And a question that has arose before is, is it all right for women to wear, like, slacks, pants, to services? Well, and the scripture that's brought up is one where we're not supposed to, men are not supposed to be dressing like women, women are not supposed to be dressing like men, because it's part of the defiled nature of some of the people out there. Well, slacks, even though men also wear slacks, in society it's not prohibitive for women to wear slacks. It's an okay thing. Women wear dress slacks, but the scripture is rather talking about women who are trying to look like men, in the sense that they cut their hair real short and part it to the side, maybe use oil to get it down, looking like a man's haircut, and then they'll wear men's clothing, trying to be a man. But that's a defiled nature that's out there. It's an abomination to Yahweh, those type of things. We are to come before Yahweh as best that we can. Now, I realized before coming up here, I lost a button somewhere. And so I'm not able to tie my coat together, and it just kind of hangs out as my stomach grows. But I'm doing the best that I can. I'm coming here before Yahweh. I mean, I'm coming here before the brethren as well. And it's especially important that I have the right attitude. But it's also important that I dress, in the best attire that I can come forward with. Because we're not to present ourselves before Yahweh as a filthy, dirty people. We clothe ourselves appropriately. We wash ourselves. I brush my teeth before I came here because I know I have halitosis if I don't. So we try to do the best we can. There's a sign even outside of this door before you come in that says, please turn off your cell phone. But why does it say that? It's to be courteous. It's to have the right attitude. And you get into a spiritual realm when you're talking about these physical things. By doing these things, you're being more like a servant of Yahweh. And that's what he wants us to be. If you would, turn to Proverbs 1, chapter 1 and verse 7. Are we to honor Yahweh? Are we to have reverence for Him? Are we to fear Him? Is what we are doing here today important? Proverbs 1 and verse 7. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we are to, and going on here it says, hear my son, your father's instruction, do not forsake your mother's teaching. You remember your mother telling you to set up straight? You remember your dad saying, hey, comb your hair. We're going into the doctor's office here, wherever you may be going. I remember some examples like that. Let's go over to Deuteronomy 10. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12. Now Israel, what does Yahweh your Elohim require from you but to fear Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, not just some of his ways, but all of his ways, and love him, and to serve Yahweh with your Elohim with all of your heart and with all of your being. So whatever we can do to honor him, to praise him, to glorify him, to be a shining example for others, even, we are to do. And it's of the utmost importance. Let's go over to 1 Peter 2 and verse 7 in the New Testament. 1 Peter 2 and verse 7, rather 17. says, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear Elohim, honor the king. Now, over here in the States, we don't have a king. We have a president. But if we were over in England, we would have a king. And if we were to be called by the king to come before him, what would we do? Would we prepare? Or would we just go, well, I think after I get off work, I'll just head on over there. No, I think we would go ahead and go home, make sure that we're presentable, and then go before the king. And as we think about different things in the world, we have funerals that are attended. There are weddings that we can go to. There are job interviews. And, you know, I think we've all been on a few. And depending on the work, you dress accordingly. So we have to prepare. You may even be called as a witness. A trial may be occurring, and you may be a witness to something that occurred. You're going before the judge. And when we come here to meet, we are interacting with the co-heirs, Messiah. I mean, if we overcome to the end, we will be co-heirs with Yahshua, and rulers. I mean, we're preparing to be rulers with Yahshua, to be priests. Now, if we're going before a judge and we dress up to go to, you know, in our best attire to go before a judge, how much more important is it to come here and be prepared by making sure that we're in our best attire, that we're presentable, that we're not just haphazard in what we're doing? Yahweh expects us to be careful about what we do. And in thinking about a person that may call and want to, you know, come and worship with us, there's, you know, certain requirements. I remember my brother, in fact, talked about a church that was down near their place. And he said, you know, you can wear your shorts, wear a t-shirt, just go in, they'll accept you. Well, that's fine and dandy that they would accept you, but does Yahweh accept such to go before his throne, to just be wearing casual clothes, to, you know, something you'd go out and play baseball with, or go to the gym and, you know, shoot a few hoops? It's important that, you know, go before Yahweh's throne and meet among his people in reverence. You know, proper attitude of heart and common courtesy along with respect is what causes us to wash and dress ourselves appropriately before we present ourselves. There are examples, biblical examples. Genesis 41 and verse 14. Genesis 41 and verse 14. Then Pharaoh, of course, this was the king at that time, type of king, president. When Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came to Pharaoh. So not only did he change his clothes, he freshened up, he shaved and did these things. Now, during the week, I'll go unshaven. I get a few whiskers, not much, because I think because of the Irish, Scottish, Indian blood in me, I'm not able to really grow much of a growth. But that's all right. As long as I, you know, if I were to grow a beard, I would keep it trimmed and, you know, nice. And I think we all do here. I mean, it's certainly something that we are aware of, our presence before our Heavenly Father. Well, here Joseph, you know, cleaned himself, shaved, changed his clothes. Of course, he was in a dungeon, but, you know, we go out in the world and it's a type of dungeon out there. I mean, we go into our work and, you know, I've done dirty work myself and I realize that, you know, after a hard day of work and sweat and, you know, even a little blood from handling certain things, you get cut and so on. You have to clean up. You wash and you know, before you coming to something like this. And something like this is, I think, more important than going before a judge of the courts, going before a president of the United States. I think it's more important than a job interview. And so we have to be respectful of what this time is and how we should be. Well, just as men shave themselves today and dress up before going to appointment, Joseph also prepared to go before the Pharaoh. Common sense tells us he did not disrespect the ruler by haphazardly preparing. Another example is the priest of Elohim, who did not dress any way they desired, but rather followed very specific protocol and dress codes. Let's go over to Exodus 28. I don't think we have necessarily a dress code here. I mean, we try to wear the best attire that we can, and it's all coming from the heart. I mean, we're not here to just be comfortable and have a good time. We're here in honor of the Father and in worship to Him. Well, even though this was thousands of years ago, Exodus 28 and verse 2, we can read that there were certain proper attire even back then. You shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. Skipping down to verse 28, we find Aaron's sons were also to be servants of the Most High. In verse 28, they shall bind the breast piece by its rings and the rings of the ephod with blue cord. It shall be a skillfully woven band of the ephod, and that the breast piece may not come loose from the ephod. And just as we should wear appropriate attire, we should wear good fitting attire. Not, come in here with blue jeans that are half hanging off our behind. I mean, we laugh about things like this, but I mean, these type of things happen. Why would a person go that way before a judge in a court? If called by a king, would he go before the king like that? How more important is it to go before Yahweh, who is our judge and king? And we are qualifying to be priests. Revelation 5:10 tells us that we are. That's something that we're moving towards. In Yahshua's time, one could be seen wearing something similar to what we consider today as a robe, and even today in other cultures such as Arab countries, robe-type clothing is considered best dress for men. And having been over in some different cultures, I can tell you that if you go over to Hawaii, they're liable to cut your tie off if the men go over there with a tie, because the standard dress wear is aloha-type dress shirts. In the Philippines, they wear dress shirts, but they also have something that covers that. It's a see-through garment, but that is considered best dress, and they come to Sabbath services in that type of attire. Women, of course, wear dresses at length, not real short, and these type of things to be following the scriptures of modesty that we find. But Yahshua evidently wore a robe, and scholars believe Yahshua wore a respectable garment for that culture in that time. Not something like a pair of blue jeans and a t-shirt that one would wear today. He was evidently wearing nice dress clothes for his culture. Hence the reason Roman soldiers desired the clothing and cast lots, saying, "Let us not tear it. It was worth something." You find that in John 19:24. It was a seamless and they also even took a seamless undergarment from him. But what is our example when going before others? Does our appearance show our inward heart? Can we be physically unclean and yet be spiritually clean? The children of Israel were told to wash their clothing before or even after being sanctified. Exodus 19:14, you don't have to turn there, but Moses went down, it says, from the mountain into the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. It was Yahweh that commanded them to wash their clothes. We find in verse 10. Leviticus 10:10, you don't have to turn there, but you may remember the scripture. It says, "You must distinguish between the holy and the common, between the unclean and the clean." And certainly there are days to work in the garden, play in the neighborhood baseball game, but those are separate times. You brush your teeth and groom yourself, not to mention, well, if you're going on a job interview, we wouldn't go looking like we just came from working in the garden. You'd brush your teeth, you'd groom yourself, not to mention taking a shower, and we'd be careful in picking out what we would wear. Many times we must purchase appropriate clothing to get that new job that we desire. It doesn't have to be expensive, just appropriate and clean. Many new or nearly new clothes can be purchased at the used clothing store. I remember going in, I used to get sweaters because they were always like new. I don't know why. It wasn't a lot of cold weather where I was. And so sweaters were bountiful, and believe it or not, suits. There's not a lot of suit wearing necessarily by men. And some of the suits that you find at Goodwill or Salvation Army are quite usable and good. And I picked up some there myself. And dresses for the ladies, nice clothing there as well. But, Yahweh certainly provides for our needs. In Matthew 6:30. It says, if Elohim so clothes the grass of the field, which is live today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what shall we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? Everyday living, in other words, these everyday living type of things, we don't have to worry about. And certainly when we come before Yahweh, I think we should be a little concerned about how we act, what we do, how the intent of our heart is when we're coming before Yahweh's throne. Because that's exactly what we're doing today. We're coming before Yahweh's throne. We're also looking into His Word. We're worshiping Him by singing praises and songs in His name and in His Son's name. Even the clothes for the Israelites as they were coming out of Egypt, I mean, Yahweh caused them not to wear down. I mean, they wore shoes that did not wear. And we don't have that particular advantage today unless you get some really good quality. I mean, good quality can go a long ways. And sometimes you end up spending less over the long term when you do buy better quality. There's nothing wrong with that. And may be a better investment over the long term. Now, wearing appropriate clothing may require wearing a dress. And if you're a lady, or a tie, and dress shirt with slacks if you're a man. Maybe the job is a hotel, restaurant, or just a local furniture store. Whatever the case may be, you'll not want to go as if you're applying to dig a ditch for a construction crew. And even then, you'll most likely want to wear at least a dress shirt and a good pair of pants if you're going out for that type of work. You want to interview for that type of work. You don't want to go with something with holes in it from the wear and tear that has been through. Yahweh provides for us. Can we afford a cell phone? Can we afford gas for the car? Well, I think we can afford some decent clothes to come before Yahweh in. We want to come in the best dress, the best attitude, the best spiritual mind that we can come to Yahweh in. So let's think about attending Sabbath services. In fact, let's consider going before the groom, since we are symbolically the bride if we overcome. What does Scripture say in the parable of Matthew 22 about the kingdom? Let's turn there. Matthew 22, and starting there in verse 10. I'll actually read from the King James Version. I think it reads a little bit better. It says, those servants went out into the highways and gathered them. Matthew 22, verse 10 through 13, says, those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not put on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither? Why did you come here not having a wedding garment? and he was speechless. Gulp. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot. This man did not respect this wedding. It's basically why the king is doing this. He says, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now there's a spiritual application here as well, no question about it. But physically, the men came and did not wear what was... this man did not come and wear what was appropriate, even though he knew he was invited to a wedding. Spiritually, we must put on Messiah, Galatians 3:27, and cannot enter into the kingdom without him. Even though we may be called, we may not be chosen, verse 14 there. The overall thought is that we need to do what is right to be accepted. And this is but one example in the Bible that tells us that. If you know you're going to go before the King of the universe and are going before the very throne of Yahweh along with the bride at your side, would it be a small matter? Could you choose the way you'd like to worship before Yahweh and Yahshua at his side and think it doesn't matter? If we take so much thought and action going to an interview for a better job, or going before a judge or king or president, what kind of action should we take before coming to services on a commanded Sabbath day? Something that is we're told to keep holy, and we're told as we are holy. So Yahweh expects a bit from us. Certainly we must meditate upon this and examine ourselves. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, and chapter 13, in verse 5. It says, test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourself, that Yahshua the Messiah is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? So we're to consider all these things, both spiritual and physical. As ambassadors of Messiah, we should strive to set the example in both conduct and action. In Ephesians 5 and verse 8. Says, you were formerly in darkness, but now you are light in the Master. Walk as children of the light. Have the right attitude. Don't have malice and wickedness, but have love, kindness, and respect for one another. I mean, we turn off our cell phones before we come in out of courtesy and respect for what this day and what we are doing here, out of respect for those things, out of respect for Yahweh, for one another. 1 Timothy 2:9 says, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair, gold, pearls, and costly array. I mean, we're to be a modest dressing people. I mean, we're not to be showing off as the Pharisees evidently did. The intent of our heart must not be to show off in that way. But rather, we are to show ourselves to be respectable people, representative of the coming kingdom that will soon rule in this dying world. The Apostle Paul explained that we are to be a people, Ephesians 5 and 27, that we are to be a people without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Now we clean and iron out both the physical wrinkles and stains in our clothes, but in our spiritual lives, wash and straighten them out to be in line with Yahweh's word as well. I mean, there's a physical and spiritual way we can look at this. We are to do both. We look forward to be dressed in white, symbolizing righteousness, Revelation 3, 4 through 5, Revelation 19, verse 8. Right now we strive to do the right things and we wear clean and appropriate clothes in his presence, not torn, wrinkled, or stained apparel. What kind of light are we to those who might visit a Sabbath service if we can't even come together wearing appropriate attire that's clean and well fit? Does Yahweh want a sloppy people representing him? Yahweh's people are to set an example in both word and action. Yahweh is to be respected and it should be seen in our lives, not only here, but elsewhere as well. But we have to work out in the world. We have to, me and Deacon Gary went out and shot some hoops the other day. He wasn't sore at that point, but he got sore later. And so, there's certain things that we do. In fact, we're just starting to get working on another telecast program. This is something that we haven't done for a while. And in talking about that, we thought, well, do we want to wear, suit and tie and all this in that format? And we're still looking at it, but I think the general consensus is that we just want to wear the best that we would have. Slacks, nice dress shirt, but it's different than what we're doing here. We're here worshiping Yahweh. We're here meditating upon His Word. We're singing praises to Him. We're going before His throne. We're offering up incense, in a sense. We don't want to offer up stinky incense. We don't want to be presentable. We don't want to present ourselves with, worn out clothes and with holes in them and stuff. I mean, we can afford to put gas in our car. We can afford to, go down to a place and get some decent clothing and come to services with. But we don't do like some of the other groups do. Just wear shorts, t-shirt, that's fine. They say, well, Yahweh looks upon the heart. And that's true. Yahweh does look upon the heart. But if your heart is clean, won't the outside be as well? And won't you be wearing the proper attire? I mean, this is just common sense. We don't go to a job interview wearing shorts and a t-shirt if we're wanting to get that position that is maybe selling furniture. May not be that great of a position. But they don't want you selling furniture in shorts and a t-shirt. They want you being presentable for the customers that are coming in. And we have to be presentable for Yahweh as we're coming in to present ourselves before Him. And I'm glad to see everyone here is dressed in nice clothing and is doing what Yahweh would expect of them. Now, I may have a missing button. And maybe Liz didn't quite finish her song that, is maybe as good as she would have wanted. But we're coming before Yahweh and we're doing the best that we can. And when someone calls and says, well, what should I wear? I'll give them some of these examples. Well, what would you wear if you went before a judge or you went before a king or a magistrate or president? You'd wear the best that you could. And you'd come with a proper heart and attitude as well. May Yahweh bless you.